Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ladies, germs, earthlings, earthlongs, earthlingies.
Earthloons.
Earthloomba.
Lots of loons on this planet.
Yeah. How are you today? Welcome back. Today I'm happy to report you are only with your captains, Jem and M.
I know. I was like, you know, we're spoiling them too much with all these wonderful people. Let's bring it back home for a moment.
Yeah, exactly. Just bring it back to base, baby. And also, we were thinking about what we could possibly talk about that we have been thinking about for a while because, look, we were born in the 90s, both in 94, right? And we have been through a very interesting time in media, specifically TV, right? Because, mm-hmm. for example, I remember when I was growing up, Thursdays were for this show and Mondays were for this show. And it was...
You had to wait a whole week.
Exactly. And commercials, hello. And now we're living in the age of YouTube it and streaming. And I think it's a very interesting take and perspective to talk about maybe some TV. What do you think?
Televisionlandia.
Televisionlandia.
That's where we're taking the ship today.
Welcome to Televisionlandia. Sponsored by nobody, anywhere. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
Why don't we go through the ages?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. What are some of your favorite television shows that you remember formed your childhood experience?
So when I was growing up, it was either you were like a Disney channeler or you were like a Nickelodeon Cartoon Networker.
Okay, but they're not Nickelodeon Cartoon Network. Nickelodeon.
Yeah, but it was the vibe.
Cartoon Network. Nah,
it was the vibe.
What do you mean? They're all different.
Like, you showed me the Cheetah Girls in my 20s.
I can't believe that.
Like, well, because I was watching freaking Dexter's Lab and Cat Dog.
Okay, so I was watching Cat Dog and Dexter's Lab too.
But were you?
Yeah, I was, but I was also watching Even Stevens, That's So Raven, Lizzie McGuire.
None of that. I didn't watch any of that. I watch Out of the Box and Man to Man,
we know. Okay, yeah, but Out of the Box was Disney.
Oh, shit. You just clocked me in my own... No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Was it?
Yes.
Google it. Was it?
Oh, my God.
I thought it was like Nick at Night or some shit.
What? No. Really? Out of the Box is so PG. What's wrong?
Sure?
It's like rated G, I'm sure.
Wait, but what do you think? Nickelodeon's rated R?
Nickelodeon was a little bit more like... Okay, but also, hello, Wild Thornberries.
Yeah. Or what was the other one? Rocko's Modern Life. Okay, look it up.
Disney. Out of the Box was Disney. I know that.
All right, I stand corrected.
Of course you do.
My apologies. I did watch Out of the Box.
Accepted.
But no, I'm saying that, yeah, I didn't watch even Stevens or That's So Raven. Or-
Disney Channel was like super PC. Nickelodeon was, I feel like, for like the cooler kids or maybe even the older kids. And then Cartoon Network was like raunch. Cartoon Network was cutthroat. Like if you watched Courage the Cowardly Dog, like you were
Ren and Stimpy.
You were gutsy.
Ed, Edd, and Eddy.
Was scary. Yeah. Ed, Edd, and Eddy was full of conflict. That was for like middle and high school, okay? I had no business watching those in elementary, but I was.
I don't know. I watched SpongeBob now. Okay, so
SpongeBob.
Let's go back.
One of the greatest parts of our generation.
Okay, thank you. Formative for me, shows, like shows that I remember watching all the time. Because I also remember like cartoons, like morning cartoons.
Yeah, Ed, Edd, and Eddy before school.
Okay, so SpongeBob, 100%. Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, Powerpuff Girls.
Literally amazing. What else? Oh my God. And then when it got like, Fairly Odd Parents, when it got a little later.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, man? Well, SpongeBob is still running. I still play
Jimmy
the video.
Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron. All right, so if you had to pick all-time favorite cartoon.
No way.
Before you left your childhood, like of your childhood.
Oh, I can. I love them all for very different reasons.
I would say SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, I think, is like the all-encompassing like representative of our generation. Like, who didn't love SpongeBob?
Yeah.
In fact, that was a screen name for me. Remember AIM?
Yeah.
One of my screen names. One of them. We're not going to discuss it here.
Yeah.
Not age appropriate. But one of my original screen names for AIM was SpongeBob Lover 311, because I also really like that song Amber by 311.
Oh my God.
So SpongeBob Lover 311.
It was a whole vibe. I feel like cartoons and stuff and everything was a vibe.
For sure.
Different than now. Now we're in the streaming world and not the world of waiting a week for everything. You know what else? Like even the live shows, American Idol, The Voice. Like when those shows started.
TV.
Yeah, reality TV. When that stuff.
We were there for the beginning of reality TV.
What was that show with Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton? The Simple Life.
The Simple Life.
She watched that.
Hello? That's like OG. That is OG stuff. Jersey Shore, remember the first Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
Or all the reality TV shows, all those reality TV shows on MTV where it was like the mother hated the boyfriend, the son's girlfriend. And yeah, like, yeah. Or Next.
Next.
Next. Oh my God, Next. Oh,
that shit is problematic.
Or
now.
What about the one where they would go, Room Invasion. Room Invasion. Oh my God, where they go with
planted.
The black lights.
That was planted.
That was disgusting.
Disgusting? And
disgusting.
There was no, that was, they'd be like, hi, I'm Kyle. And I'm, you know, like, right?
So cringy, and we were hooked.
I know.
Hooked on that. Hello, and then True Life. When True Life began, God. The True Lives. True Life. I eat styrofoam for breakfast. Like the craziest things. That's when you really started to realize reality TV shows like True Life really showed you how many kinds of people exist on the planet.
Yeah. And I also think that it was like a premonition for what was coming.
Also, I feel like Hoarders owes its inception to True Life, because that's where I originally
discovered
Strange Shooters.
Or My Strange Addiction.
Oh my God, My Strange Addiction.
That, all that shit, I'm telling you, like
people eating like mattress, which like, okay, no judgment. I mean, just like don't hurt yourself. But people eating mattress foam.
You want to really take it back? Fear Factor.
1,000 Ways to Die.
Okay, but no, Fear Factor.
Fear Factor, well, yeah.
Was one of those shows.
Yes.
That like they subliminally start to be like, oh, let's push the envelope, and it's like benign and super cute, and there's still slime involved and cute things, and then it really went off the rails. Like, think about it. I mean, being completely real right now, like we're joking about cartoons and all that stuff because, you know, TV, whether you like it or not, has been a big part of everybody's life that has access to that. Obviously, not everybody has
our generation and beyond all.
For sure. So, but then when it started to get, we talked about reality, like Survivor.
Yeah.
And, you know, these shows that start pushing the limits and Naked and Afraid, Big Brother. It started getting to a place where now I feel like, what are the limits? YouTube, to me, has kind of taken over TV in the sense of that they continue to push the limits.
Hello, Jackass, that entire franchise.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about pushing the limits. I could totally see Hunger Games. I know you do. I know you do, especially Steve-O. We know Steve-O.
Love you.
All the time, we tell you. come on the show. But that entire, like, I mean, that's danger.
That's dangerous.
Things like Jackass are the reason why you and I grew up with things like Cinnamon Challenge.
Yeah.
Because we think that kind of crazy shit is funny.
Yeah, or at least, like, exhilarating or exciting or entertaining.
I mean, for sure.
Which is kind of effed up.
But. Hello, punked.
Oh.
I will never ever. That scene where Beyonce is watching
the Christmas tree
fall. And all the little kids, I will never, that lives rent-free in my brain.
Yo, Ashton.
Constantly.
Ashton raised some hell.
The Lindsay Lohan episode, gold. Gold. TV gold.
It's
TV
all
gold.
Good.
It's so good. Those are the predecessors to, like, the shows that still exist now. Like, hello, what were we watching last night? Prank Wars?
I know, but
what is it?
It's not Prank Panel.
Prank Panel, sorry.
By the way, with Johnny Knoxville, who is one of the, you know, pushing boundaries all over the place, and still they keep it a tad benign because
it is so benign.
Yeah, you have to, like, reach some limitations, but that was the culture, like that show Ridiculousness or Scarred. Oof. It was literally a show where you saw, like, the worst.
A personal favorite,
yeah,
anything by Nathan Fielder.
Oh yeah, like, stuff was weird and exploratory.
Yeah. We've toned it down a little bit.
Yeah, but we've lost a lot too. Like,
yeah. Anything MasterChef is, or any of those, you love those competition shows.
I do.
You do. I get stressed after a while. Like, I don't like it when they lose. I don't like it when they win. I cry both times. Like, it's like I'm either sad. Ask him. What was the show that we were watching recently? MasterChef. I love them because I love cooking shows. I love Gordon Ramsay. I don't care what you say. I love Gordon Ramsay. I've always loved him.
I love Gordon Ramsay.
I just don't care. If anybody says anything, I don't care. I love Gordon Ramsay. And we love watching him. We love watching his shows. We think he's fabulous. Mm-hmm. Such a pro. He gives drama. He gives all the drama that you need. And beyond that, when something good happens to these contestants, I feel like I'm them. Or, like, not them. I feel like I'm, like, their cousin.
Yeah.
And I feel so emotionally invested that, like, I'm like, oh. And when they don't win, it's excruciating for me. Like, I don't want anyone to lose. Hello, it's like the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Stop whatever you are doing. Turn this podcast episode off right now.
No, please don't.
No, don't. Just kidding.
Stay with us.
Stick around. But afterwards, they don't pay us to say this, but you need to watch. I don't even like reality TV shows like that. The Golden Bachelor. I've never seen a season of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Don't even try. But it is The Bachelor, except with people over the age of 60. And it is some of the greatest television I have seen in a while.
Yeah.
First of all, the first Golden Bachelor, Gary. If
he's a stud with his hearing aids.
First of all, he's super good looking.
Yeah.
Let's start by that. Gary is a hunk. Is a hunk of a man. And he is also the cutest, sweetest, tenderest little thing ever. I feel like I'm watching a little baby, like genuinely falling for these women, like not knowing what to do with all his feelings, because I really feel like he really is developing these connections with these women. I can't blame him. The women are fucking beautiful. These women are gorgeous, intelligent. Of course, the casting crew did an incredible job selecting the what are they called?
Bachelorettes.
No, they're not that.
The Viejarettes.
No, Emily. But what's their name? Like, the contestant? The
Bachelorettes.
No, he's the bachelor.
The lady things.
We're not referring to them as lady things.
The viejo hoes.
Emily.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm sorry.
But they're so nice.
Yeah. Especially Edith.
Edith. Spoiler alert.
I'm going to sign for you.
We should have said spoiler alert.
I don't care.
Anyway,
pause it right now. Yeah. Watch The Golden Bachelor. By the way, before we move on to the next phase of TV, which is completely devoid of this, because I remember, I don't know about you, we're young, but we still grew up in the time when I would come home and, like, MTV and VH1 were playing music videos.
That was my mornings.
Dude.
Before school.
That was not only a
What
whole,
do they play now?
I don't know. Like, I can't even, I don't even, like, do people like watch TV? Do they turn on channels?
I want to say that I have a feeling that like channels and things like that will soon be obsolete.
When we watched The Golden Bachelor a couple nights ago, that was one of the first times ever I can remember like planning to get together and sit and watch a show. And that's also like fire.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's cute. It's so cute. Yeah. We all met up at my mom's house.
I guess it's like less of an excuse to do so when you can play it at any time.
Right.
Like streaming, you know?
Yeah.
If you miss it, oh my God, unless you had TiVo.
Yes. TiVo. I never had TiVo. We weren't a TiVo family. We never had TiVo.
Okay, yeah, we had TiVo. TiVo was.
I really wanted DirecTV. My mom wouldn't even get us good cable. She's not like, she's never been like the, like supporting the distraction like thing. She'll take me to buy a book, but she never really bought us video games. When we started having video games, it's because
that's why you play so many video games
now. That's why I'm a gamer. Mm. My mom says it, actually.
That's a whole other episode.
Well, also, to be fair, my dad's also a gamer.
Yeah.
So it must be genetic. Yeah.
So let's say you're on an island.
Okay. Is this Survivor?
No.
Okay.
Then there's somehow a TV on this island, but you can only take the box sets. Like, you know what I mean?
The L word.
Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
Freaking dichondria.
I'm just saying the L word.
Okay, listen. Because you know another thing that I remember.
Rick and Morty.
Coño, let me finish. Carajo. Another thing I remember is that if I finish a show, aka Friends or Pee Wee's Playhouse or whatever, then I would get the box set. Like literally it would be every season was a different color. You pull out the DVDs and it would be like a fan of different DVDs and say the blah, 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 blah. If you know, you know. If you don't, I'm sorry. The point is, if you could take the box set, aka the entire series, okay? Because like that's another thing. We grew up in the era of like 8 seasons, 9 seasons. Now, 1 season and you're done, 2 seasons and you're done. So if you could take the box set of
watch?
3 shows.
3?
To an island. What would you say? You already said the L word.
No. You go first?
What the hell? No. You already said the L word.
Rick and Morty, for sure.
First of all, it's not done yet.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so the L word, Rick and Morty, you got one left.
I don't know. Can I answer it later?
No.
No, please. Like, it's too hard. I don't, can't even think of all the TV shows that I love. No. No, please. No, please. No, please. Please, please, please. No, no, no. I don't like this. I don't like this game. Please, stop, stop, stop. Please. Can I just please answer the third one later? Mm. It has to be honest.
Okay.
Okay, what about you? Give me 2 or 3. Optional.
Okay, The Office, because it makes me really laugh. Probably something educational.
I'm sorry.
I rebuke you.
I'm not. Look, perfect opportunity. Guys, no offense. Nothing against The Office.
She doesn't have taste. Well, clearly, because. But, you know. Okay.
I don't know. I never got the itch. Ooh. I also never got the Friends itch.
Okay, that would be my second one. Here's Friends? No. Sorry. The Office, like I said, and then I think I need some kind of educational or like grounding thing. Because if I'm on an island, you're not thinking about the exterior things here. I said if you're on an island, you have a TV, you could take 3 box sets. Honestly, maybe a fucking cooking show, bitch. Because I don't know what the fuck's. Maybe like a survival cooking show, like what to do on an island. You're not thinking outside the box here.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, and then Friends. The thing is that I felt like they were my friends.
I know, you keep telling me
that. No wonder I'm so fucked up and friendless.
I'm your friend. Okay. Anyway. Okay, so you reserve the right to answer the third one at a later moment?
No, I told you. The Office, Friends. Something that would either help me cook or survive on the island, and that's, Friends.
No, it has to be an actual TV show. What am I talking about? You can't just like conceptualize a TV show.
No, I said
show.
It was a box set.
Okay, then mine is okay, an episode, a TV series that would teach me how to survive, become a millionaire, and grow an entire island community by myself
you're alone
on that
there,
island.
So I don't see you printing money on the island.
I'm just saying, like, if you can make if you can hypothetically create a TV show here, then my TV show would solve all of my problems.
Yeah.
Not just the island one.
I forget that you can weasel your way out of any question with your intelligence.
It's just, that's not fair. So you can't just give me an actual TV show name. So The first one is The Office. The second one is,
oh, what the fuck? Like a music thing. Because then I could listen to music. Like maybe like freaking.
Who said there wasn't music on this island? That wasn't part
of
the rules.
You're stranded on the island.
You didn't say. You said I could only take 3 box sets. You didn't say it would also be the only piece of audio or media that you could consume. I don't like this game.
Okay.
I want to move on. Because guess what? You're making up rules as you go. Implied.
Yeah.
Nothing is implied.
Okay.
The island could have a hospital.
All right. The Office, like the Woodstock documentary concert footage. And
that's not considered television. You said TV shows.
Of course it is.
Box set TV shows.
Coño.
This girl.
All right. Now you're beating me.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Crash and burn.
You know what? Let's go back to reality TV.
Insert crash and burn sound effect here.
That's all I got.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I want to go back to reality TV because I've never been a reality TV consumer, and lately I am.
Oh, yeah.
Another reality TV show that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I just love. And I want to meet the casting director for the show.
Yeah.
And I want to ask them, how did you become such a genius?
I know what you're
What did you do?
I know what you're going to say.
Because holy crap, Floribama Shore.
Yes.
Floribama Shore is a
masterpiece.
It
really is.
I cannot believe the way I laugh watching this show.
I know, it's brilliant.
I don't know.
Set the scene.
First of all, those are my friends. If your friends' friends are your friends, Floribama Shore is my friends. I'm going to
set the
right
scene.
Now.
Set the scene.
The scene is 20, 21, 22 year olds.
Oof.
From the panhandle, Floribama. Bordering the Alabama border, meet in Panama City Beach in a house where they are to live and work in the summer. It's basically the Jersey Shore premise, but Floribama. I cannot tell you how unhinged some of these moments are. And
laugh out loud.
It is truly some of the greatest relief. Stress, like Dissolver?
Yeah.
I have seen in a freaking while. And it is one of those shows that is like a wildfire. Every single person I show it to,
they love it.
Ends up writing me like the next week, like, dude, I'm on season three. I'm like, dude, did you see what happened season two?
The cast is incredible. And but also you can really tell that they actually have genuine care and love for each other.
And it's funny because you forget that you're watching real people. Because it feels like they're characters.
I know. They're pretty much
some of the moments you're
like
that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Courtney, episode one? No.
Oh my God. How? She's everywhere. They're just pretty much drunk half the time.
No, I'm cutting out. No, I don't want you to say. I want people to see. I want people to see. Anyway, yeah.
You know
what? I don't know why I find it so entertaining, but it really is.
It is entertaining. Go watch Floor of Amateur. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, speaking of that, like, I remember when you showed one of your best friends, Ariela, Floor of Amateur. You were like, oh, my God.
She was in season one.
That's right. Ariela was a guest on season one. Gemstone Ariela. You guys sat there and you told me that she watched like the entire first season in one go.
It's addicting.
Yo, three cheers for binge watching.
Yeah,
talk about TV.
That's why we had box sets. You know what's a box? One of the first box sets I had, and I technically didn't even buy it. I kind of like inherited it because it was lent to me, but I never, technically she never asked for it back either. And I just never
you stole
gave it,
it
back. No, it was never like that. It was actually Kara.
Also, Kara, on
just so you know,
Planet X shout out, season one, episode two.
Planet X shout out. Kara, if you're wondering where your OC DVDs are, I have them.
Jem, that's one of the first.
The OC.
Okay, when Jem and I started dating, here we go. Here's a little insight, guys. When Jem and I started dating and we were texting and flirtating. Hey.
Flirtating.
You were like, all right, let's do a quiz or like whatever. We were texting. I'm like, all right, bet. And you were like, this show or that show, like this food or this food. Like you were like asking me questions like that. And I remember one of the things you said was like the OC or this. And I was like, what? I was like, neither. I don't know. I've never known any of those. Cause I know that it was a big, like huge thing, but I never got into that
era,
like Gossip Girl, the OC. I was
XO,
not.
XO. I wasn't. Or Pretty Little Liars. Yeah. No. I never got the Gossip Girl, Pretty Little Liars bug.
No, me neither. But you did watch the OC.
I did watch the OC. I loved the OC.
No, I feel
come
like,
on. Who doesn't love Adam Brody?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Adam Brody?
I want to see the pussy,
babe,
not the OC.
You love his brother. What's his, something?
Adrian Brody?
Adam Brody. Adrian Brody's brother is in it.
Fuck Adam Brody. Adrian Brody.
She loves his.
I do.
Yeah, she loves
I do
his,
love him.
Him and his nose.
Yeah. I don't know. When I was straight, I had a little crush.
When I was straight. I loved that.
Yeah, no, I feel like that was a whole era of television, that whole OC Gossip Girl thing.
Do you want to know something that wasn't my era of television, that was more like my sister, like a couple years younger,
yeah.
But I later on in life joined it?
What's that?
Wizards of Waverly Place. My first summer of college, I watched the entire series.
No. Nope.
The entire of it.
Couldn't even tell you what it was on.
Wow.
Or who was in it.
Oh, what about
you like that wizard shit though?
I like any sci-fi anything.
That's no
like the 100.
No, but sci-fi. You like the
I
whole.
Love sci-fi. I love sci-fi. I love period pieces. Ugh. Emily and I watch a lot of shows separately because of that. She likes horror. Yeah. She likes gore, yeah. Which I also like gore.
What,
babe? All the shows that I. Babe, all the shows that I watch that are like sci-fi, Viking, killing each other, they're just...
So what's your problem?
I don't like horror. Like, I don't like scare. I don't like jump scare. I don't like surprise. I don't like paranormal shit. I do like paranormal shit to a degree. Like, but I don't like scary. Like, I don't like thrillers in that way. I'll take a psychological thriller.
Oh, God.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't like horror, but... Because honestly, I have so many stressors in my life. I tend to gravitate towards like things that just relax me.
That's why it makes me feel better about my life because I'm not by Ghostface.
But you helped me like ease into American Horror Story because of the artistry in it.
Yeah, it's good.
The cinematography, the styling.
Yeah, or the Ratched. Storyline. We saw Ratched.
Nurse too. Ratched was amazing. But Sarah Paulson, hello.
Yeah.
Lesbian icon, lover.
That's the thing. I feel like also we transitioned a lot, like back when we were watching these shows and there were networks that just produced these shows.
Yeah.
There were less of them and everybody was more aware.
Right.
You know, and now
there's a lot, this oversaturation.
The oversaturation of shows, which also it's a plus. Like, look at Squid Games, right? Like,
right.
Which that was in development way before it was ever in talks about being such a big thing on Netflix. And, you know, in Korea, it
yeah.
was already making waves. And, you know, there are so many things that we've been able to have access to. Like, I remember a lot of foreign shows like Chicas del Cable.
So good.
Or shows. Novelas or things or Velvet that people have had access to, which is great, but there is a lot of stuff out there. Like,
well, soap now. Operas in general are a whole thing. Like, oh. Daily soap operas, there's a massive demographic of
there's
consumers.
Still an audience for that.
There's a huge audience for soap operas. Latin soap operas, no, but also American, like Young and the Restless.
Grey's Anatomy is technically a soap opera. That shit's still running. How many things are they gonna do to poor Meredith?
Don't they have
Grey?
Weekly shows?
Oh, you're saying daily.
Yes, I'm talking about daily shows.
You're right. That's crazy.
Daily soap operas that have a show every day. Well, look at Lily, your freaking cousin.
That's not a soap opera.
No, it's a live show, but it still happens every day.
Yeah.
El Gordo y la Flaca.
Yeah, shout out.
That's crazy. Shit. Imagine being in the studio every single day to record a live episode. That's a lot of work.
I mean, TV has changed a lot, and now
you know what's something that I love. To circle back to the saturation topic that you're making, or point that you're making, I agree with you completely, because all of these competitors are now like over creating shows, and you can see the quality dwindling in some. But I will say something that's become more common ever since we've been streaming television more. Yeah. And something that I love personally, because I see them as like more complete works of art. I love multi-season series, but I do feel like there are certain seasons that have like ebbs and flows where you'll be like, oh, they kind of like the storyline falls or you start to see the same repetition of things. You're like, okay, how many times are you going to kill this person? Like you. Ya me cansé de you. He kills every fucking girlfriend. How does the storyline develop?
No, then he finds a wife after, and then the wife is not enough. Yeah.
After the third or fourth girlfriend, like, you know how I can't continue to be engaged.
Also, you want
to
be emotionally invested in some way.
Right. And it's like, it's enough, you know? Like, it doesn't, you're beating the head, you're beating, like, it's no longer a novel concept. It's no longer as entertaining. So, something I love are mini series.
Oh, limited series.
Sorry, limited series. That's the phrase. Limited series.
Yeah.
Like Queen's Gambit.
Behind her eyes.
Oh.
Go
behind
watch
her
Behind
eyes.
Her
Some
Eyes.
Of the best.
Amazing.
Freaking television I've seen.
And I don't want to see any more. That's it. The
right,
story
that's it.
Is
that's
told.
It. It's complete. It is a work of art.
Yeah.
Oof. It
let's
is
watch
a complete
that again.
Project. It is so good. Behind her eyes.
Let's just say it involves, just watch it.
Or Little Fires Everywhere.
Oh.
Another
Reese
incredible
wow.
limited series.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington.
Kerry Washington.
Was there. Was phenomenal. Scandal. Scandal was great, but that's another one I was like, after a while. You know what show I watched beginning to end? One of the first shows that I was like, I really loved the whole process of Weeds.
That was like 6 feet under, one of those.
I never saw 6 feet under.
Yeah.
You know what bandwagon I also missed? Breaking Bad.
Oh.
I missed that.
That's what I'm saying. There were like épocas. There were like moments.
That are
like,
cultural moments.
Yeah, like
in
the
history.
Show was defining a large part of like that moment in time. Like 24. I was really young for that shit, but I remember 24 was like a
I
huge
watched 24.
Thing. Yeah, it was like, oh my God.
I watched it.
And it. Yeah.
You know what was huge, if we're talking about a cultural effect, that you and I also.
Oh boy.
This is going to be this is controversial.
Oh boy.
Game of Thrones.
Oh God.
I like it more than you do.
See, like, I am a horror bitch. Like, I will watch horror, scare me again and again and again, blah, 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 blah. To me, that kind of thing, like, it has this darkness Like, I feel like, you know what's funny? You want to laugh? I'm going to dissect it right now. Even the best horror show or horror movie or whatever can't be that without some kind of heart in it. Like, there has to be some kind of marriage that needs to be saved, or, you know, some kind of father trying to save his daughter. Like, look at Last of Us, or like all this shit. Like, there's always some kind of heart.
Last of Us is
in
great.
A horror movie. Game of Thrones to me is just darkness. Like, it makes me feel icky. It makes me feel dark. I don't find any redeeming qualities. The moment you like someone, they're fucking dead. I'm not with it. It was dark. It's shot dark. I don't like it. I don't know. I'm sorry. It is controversial. I'm so sorry out there. Like,
yeah.
I even think that horror movies just, like, they have heart. I don't know.
I think that Game of Thrones has a lot of heart. I do. But there is something about it that never got me. And that's weird because it's such a show that I would fall for, considering that I love, like, anything sci-fi and anything from that era.
I don't know. Maybe I'll give it another try.
Yeah, I would love to.
No,
Outlander. Oh,
Outlander.
If I ever were with
Sasanach.
If I ever were with a man, it would be Jamie Cullum.
Jamie Cullum.
Wait, no. Not Jamie Cullum.
The jazz pianist. Guys, Jamie Cullum is
what's his last name? It's with a C too.
Jamie.
Oh my God.
Jamie Cullum is a freaking jazz musician.
Oh no.
Damn, I'll take Jamie Cullum.
Fraser. Whoa, not Jamie Cullum. Sorry, Jamie Cullum. Jamie Fraser.
What do you have against Jamie?
No, nothing against him. No, it's just that it wasn't who I was referring to.
I think you mixed Edward Cullum.
Edward Cullum and Jamie Cullum and Jamie Fraser. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a good show. Grace and Frankie, that's another show that you and I watched beginning to end.
Okay.
So good. I loved their dynamic.
Yeah, their dynamic's amazing. Okay, speaking of amazing roles, because it looks like they're great friends.
Yeah.
Outside and everything. Because I think you would be a great actress.
I'd love to.
I'd love to see you on freaking TV. I think you'd be great.
That's sweet to me.
You're beautiful.
I think that you'd
you're
be
funny.
Amazing too.
You're scary.
I could be scary.
But anyway, like, if you could pick a show to act in, what would it be?
My dream role.
Uh-huh.
Like, one of, I have many dream roles, but like, first thing that always comes to mind when I think about this is, like, I would love to be, like, in some, okay, like Sabrina.
The new Sabrina?
I would love to be in some, like, high school, at least at this age, while I can still sort of play off as a high school student, I should say. Wow. Wow, who needs enemies with friends like these? Wow.
I mean, you're a little long in the tooth for it, Ersh.
I'm not long in the tooth.
Love you.
My teeth are short. Genetically short. No. I reject that.
I hope you guys can hear her over the room.
I reject that.
You could be, I mean.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, while I can still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could do it for
Olivia
another 10 years.
Olivia Newton-John, rest in peace, by the way, played Sandy, a high school student.
They
at
all
30.
They all looked 30, baby.
Okay, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
okay, because the point is the story sold. Did you think they were in high school? Yes, you did. Listen, while I can still pull it off, Jesus. While I can still play a young girl. While I can still do that, I would love to be, like, in some kind of high school sci-fi television show, like, as a vampire, a witch, or a...
Sabrina sounds like a great...
Like, or Vampire Diaries.
Wait, what's
or,
the
like, one?
One
of those.
Well, so with Elliot Page, Umbrella Academy.
Umbrella Academy. Would love to be in Umbrella... But they're already adults. No, younger.
Right, more age appropriate for
Shut
you. I want to be an American Horror Story.
I would also love
I want to be like the cute, like innocent thing the whole time, and then at the end, I'm the fucking killer. I kill everybody.
Yeah, yeah. That wouldn't surprise any of us.
By the way, another spoiler alert, because I've been trying to get Jem to watch the first season of American Horror, and to me,
that's the one with the ghost. It's too scary. I won't do it.
Well, the thing
I've been scared of it since it came out.
But you said you like. Mind and
I
everything.
Like
I think a really let's agree on this. I think a really well-rounded TV show, whether it's comedy, horror, drama, whatever it is, it has to hit on certain elements.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like you mentioned about certain shows, like You or whatnot, if they keep repeating and recycling the plot,
right,
and there's no character development and there's no story that you're following, of course you're going to get sick of that shit.
Of course.
Right? And that's what I love about the, like, this new kind of format that people are trying to, like Black Mirror or American Horror, where you can continue the same feeling and even some of the same actors, which I think is really cool, but the story completely changes every season, right? Which is super cool because you're watching something about a ghost story and then the next one they're vampires and then the next one it's Lady Gaga and you know what I mean? It can continue to evolve. But I will say that I think that the simplest things are the most effective. That's why things like Friends work. That's
yeah, but
why
that's a like, different. Those are like,
but if you look now, right?
That's a sitcom, you know. Like,
but I'm there's not, a yeah, reason.
There's so many genres.
But let's talk for a minute. Name shows, right? Like that era of sitcoms, right? Those sitcoms were running 10 plus years. The Seinfelds, the Will and Graces, the Friends. That was a fucking movement. And, you know, my parents and my family are a little bit older.
Well, The Office is more recent, but yeah.
Right. What and about, look how long it rang. Hold on. So my point is that name a show now, other than like Grey's Anatomy or whatever, that really is having that kind of an impact or a standing.
For a while there. Hold on. How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Mother right, for a while there.
Yes. And I will say and I to loved this it, by the day way, that I think they took too many twists and turns. They took too many liberties with
that
the
was
writing.
The
ending was not happy. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't like the ending. Okay. I didn't like the ending.
That's what I'm saying. That Friends,
okay, you
Seinfeld.
Know what's a, you know what's a show that I'm like, how do people follow this forever and ever and ever? Grey's Anatomy. Well, that no. show is a freaking drama.
It's like a soap opera. That's the thing. Like, how many times are you going to kill Meredith Grey? La Pobre. How many times are you going to kill Meredith Grey? La Pobre. In Icicle. She's drowning. She's been in a pain class. She lost her husband. She lost her sister. She lost her lover. Coño.
Yeah.
At this point, chops her arms and legs off and call it a
That's
day.
That's why I go to YouTube and I watch My Chinita in the wood, in the forest. Dianxi, I'm going to butcher her name. Dianxi Xiaoga, I want to say. They call her Penji on the show. She lives in like rural mountains of China, I think in the province of Yunnan. And she basically has these incredibly shot videos. This should be considered television. Episodes are like 18 episodes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, YouTube is television.
In a way, it is. They're like 18 minutes long, beautifully shot. She goes around her village or like neighboring villages and harvests whatever ingredient she's focusing on that given episode. And then she just prepares it in the most traditional way, cooks multiple dishes out of this, centered around this one ingredient. And it's like incredible. She chops everything with a cleaver and does everything like in these very traditional methods. And at the end of it, she's with her family, she eats it. And I fucking love it. And
it's amazing.
I were going to be anybody in her life and her show, but that's real. I'd be the grandpa because he doesn't do shit.
He just sits there and
he just sits there, smokes, and then he eats.
And pets the dog.
Dwayne.
Honestly, Jem, and you've been witness to this, YouTube is, to me, considered TV. When I see younger kids, Sasha, even me, I find myself following creators or following certain channels as if it is the new age of television. Yeah. And they treat it as such. They have it's different true. Videos that come up
weekly
every
shows.
Week. And that's how they're able to keep people interested. Look at Mr. Beast. I mean, right. Realistically, just being real right now. You know, even Nikki Tutorials, makeup channels that have massive followings that you right. sit there and you're learning and you're engaging and you're getting to know the person and you feel invested.
It's true.
And sometimes even more so, because I think a component of it does involve some kind of a character or acting, but it's them.
Hello.
You know?
Mr. Kane Kerner.
Kane Kerner. From last week. That's right.
Every single day he goes on live for a few hours. I mean,
it's a show.
That's a show.
Yeah.
That's a show.
And the commitment to the show, and it's a different level of production. And now, thank God, like if you really think about it, we're in outer space right now. But the same computers that sent the first people into space were the ones that were used in the first iPod, right? So if you think about it, you know, Lucille Ball, who actually invented, if you guys don't know this, I love Lucy.
I love Lucy.
She invented the multicam live TV system. She's the one that forged that whole thing forward and invented it. And, you know.
What we're doing right now.
Exactly. Literally multicam with a camera switcher and all that stuff. Right behind our cameras right now in this podcast, like you mentioned, we have a camera switcher, you know, near the size of an iPhone that's able to do and replicate the technology and the theory that Lucille invented back there that could only be done with the backing of a studio, with a producer, with other actors, with a set designer, with whatever. A lot of people that we've had on this podcast, Jenny Lorenzo, you know, they are full-blown production studios on their own because we do have the technology, like the iPhone that sent us to the moon and whatnot, to be able, but you know what I'm saying, to be able to, if you really do it right, create amazing quote-unquote television shows from your house, from your bathroom, from your studio, you know, which that's why I think like YouTube is amazing and it's scary and I don't know what's gonna happen because music, same way music videos, I go on YouTube to watch music videos.
Yeah, it's true.
I go on YouTube to watch
music videos. Does MTV even play music videos anymore?
I have no idea. Oof. I have no idea. I don't think so. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
It's just been ever since Apple TV and like, you know what? I miss old Netflix. I read an article the other day, like I want to say a week or two ago, that said that Netflix sent out its final DVDs. I didn't even know they were still doing the DVD system.
We were talking about that the other day.
I know. I feel like I predicted it.
Bro,
know that.
I thought that was gone forever.
That was how I originally started using Netflix. They had the greatest and probably do somewhere in the warehouses. I would love to get in touch. I wonder what they're gonna do with all that shit. It's not gonna keep it forever. No, they still have it.
Hello, Blockbuster. Where's all that shit?
They sell it. They have like, they sold it. Blockbusters would have sales. What were they gonna do with all those DVDs? Netflix. Netflix has the most impressive catalog of foreign films.
Oh, they did. Not anymore.
And yeah, they don't anymore. Or they
because now everything is a network, and Netflix is a production studio.
Right. Right. Right.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
You know what else? You know what else I love that was such a part of my childhood?
Mm.
Comedy Central.
Oh,
Comedy Central. Matt
I think
TV.
They're still going. Comedy Central's still kicking, no?
I think it's called the Comedy Channel now.
What?
Yeah.
Goes to show, you see, I don't even know. But anyway.
If you could make a show come back,
oh,
that you were like, no, it ended too quickly. What could you, I know one show that I would say right now off the bat that fuck. They ended way too soon.
Oh my God, that's
Lovecraft Country. One season of
yeah, but
it.
You know what? I disagree because I think that's one of those things that if they would have kept going,
what?
It would have.
They had just started creating that world.
Yeah.
What do you mean? We were left.
Like, I'm not too mad about that because I don't know. What? Like, I feel like.
Are you sure? Because I remember you being pretty mad
maybe,
about
maybe.
It.
Maybe. Yeah, I know it's amazing.
Lovecraft Country got one season.
It's just such a work
the
of art.
The first show that was. That had magic and sci-fi and a mostly black cast.
Oh, yeah. No, that, yeah.
And also, it was incredible writing.
No, like, no. It was amazing. I'm traumatized, to be honest.
Okay.
Because, like, there are certain shows that I've been, like
traumatized.
Lost.
We're so invested.
No, like, Lost.
I never saw Lost.
Okay, so Lost, I was like, oh, it's amazing. It's so good. I'm so invested. I want to know what the smoke monster. And then, literally, they just ruined the whole show with the ending. So, if I could bring a show back... I'd bring that one back, delete the last season, and have them refinish it.
You know where what I heard that about a lot, and I never saw it either? Dexter. I heard that everybody was very upset about the Dexter ending. See, I didn't even watch the show. And I know how it makes people feel.
You just struck a nerve.
I'm so sorry.
I'm reliving it again. Oh, no. It was really bad ending, really messy, and gross.
No.
Not like gross in the way you think.
Okay.
Because the whole show was bloody.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was beautiful bloody.
Oh,
he was such an artistic killer. Like his whole thing. Well, I told you, but his whole thing, for those of you that hasn't seen Dexter, it takes place in Miami, number one.
Does it?
Does.
How do I not know that?
And he lives on Miami Beach.
What
so
the
there's
hell?
Like all these crazy shots of like Miami Beach and whatever, which I love.
Okay.
And he's a detective. And he has a murderous hunger ever since he's a kid. And his dad clocked him. And he's like, oh, I know that
oh,
you
no.
have to kill. So ever since he's
so
a
you
kid,
have to kill.
He trained him, because dad was a cop too.
Okay, Santa Clarity diet.
To only kill killers.
Wow.
Only kill the bad guys. That's another thing that I feel like we have to address. Like a lot of TV shows, like writers change. And I didn't
right.
actually know this. We were talking about it the other day because there are certain shows like this that I followed for years. That all of a sudden I'm like, why do I not like it? And then upon talking to people and looking it up, they've changed writers. Or they had like something happen and they changed whatever.
Yeah, you can definitely see that in certain shows.
Which is interesting, right? Because like how do you carry that story forward if you've been invested?
I feel like there's a big hole in my memory right now for a show that you and I both love that we're not thinking of right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think. I'm like, what is this?
Love on the Spectrum.
I love Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah, but that's not it.
No. Although I will say Euphoria. Euphoria is some of the greatest television of our generation too right now. That show is incredible.
It's good.
What's this other show that we just saw the second season of just now? And we're like, oh crap, they were in the middle of recording season 3, but they had to stop. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Let me do a quick Google search.
You know what? While you're researching that, babe, a little PSA for people out there. Now that we were talking about Survivor and all those shows before, one of the contestants on Survivor, Mark White, is the guy who wrote and created White Lotus. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Which is really fucking interesting because White Lotus is an example of a show now that I think is super artistic, super weird and edgy.
Uh-huh.
And to think that he came from that whole television world of Survivor and like that was in his brain, that's what probably led him to help create something like White Lotus.
Wow.
Yeah, Mark Whiteman.
Wednesday was another one that was like amazing.
Yeah, I wonder why that show resonated so much with everybody the way that it did. It was a cultural moment.
I mean, I think that because it brought 2, 3, 4 generations together, basically.
That's like, what they're doing now.
They are.
They're making TV for us now.
But for everybody.
Right, they're like, we're going to get your kids to like it again. and you're still gonna like it.
Yeah, I feel like you're right. Like, there are a lot of remakes and stuff. What's another TV show that they just remade? They do Full House again.
Oh, Fuller House.
That's So Raven. They did the after one. All this stuff that we're like, I didn't even watch That's So Raven, and I was watching the sequel with you.
I know. I just wanted to put something on. Well, they're doing all those Star Wars and all of those, like, franchises are now having, like,
Mandalorian.
Like, Loki has his own show now. Mm-hmm. Mandalorian has his own show now.
We eat that shit up.
I know. WandaVision. We never finished that.
I know.
We really should. Oh, you know what's another show we started when we didn't finish? But to be honest with you, that was like a conscious unfinishing. Handmaid's Tale. Ooh. It was too stressful for me. That's like Black Mirror.
No, Black Mirror's amazing.
Black Mirror's
amazing. I binge. It Joan is amazing, awful.
But it kills me.
Go watch the first episode that of the new Black Mirror.
Yeah, that is incredible. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that is, it's too relevant for me. It is so stressful and so, I just feel like all of the dystopian worlds that they paint in that show are such a probability.
That's why they do it.
Joan is awful.
I think it's meant to be a warning. And also, I don't want to get in trouble.
It's going
to
be like a prophecy.
I don't want to get sued. So I'm going to be careful with what I say.
Okay.
But I will say that it has been
either.
It has been proven after the fact that one of the episodes of the new season of Black Mirror has been tried to been stopped from being made for a really long time because it says something about AI and owning AI voices and identity, etc.
That's Joan is awful.
Yes. This is crazy. This is outrageous. This is never going to happen.
No, it
except
is.
It's already happening.
It's already happening.
It's already happening.
In the film industry, in the television industry, people are not reading their contracts that we can verify from a primary source, so we will not specify. That they have to sign over their rights.
Yep.
In perpetuity. So meaning a network or a studio will own a famous person's face or their voice.
Their likeliness, right?
Right. And even if that person doesn't want to participate any longer, not only do they not pay them a dollar, but they continue to use this person's likeness and voice without their consent.
Yeah.
And it's wild. It's actually, I believe, one of the reasons why people were just striking.
Yeah. And then that's where we have to be careful, because there's a reason why we also talk about, oh, we stopped watching the show. We stopped watching the show because of the oversaturation we're talking about, because of everything, because of the fact that now it's getting completely out of hand and people are owning their likeliness and video games and
movies. That's not why we stopped watching it, though.
No, we were traumatized. But
yeah, we were traumatized by Handmaid's Tale.
Right, but there's so many shows. Like, we haven't finished Outlander. We haven't finished Manifest.
Oh, that's life.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I don't know. I feel like back in the day, to make the circle whole, you were kind of like 8 o'clock on Thursdays. That's my show. You know what I mean? And now, I don't know.
I guess I never had one of those.
Oh, I had a lot of those.
Okay, like?
I told you, like American Idol.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I never followed that.
Like Lost.
I would see them sometimes.
Yeah.
But no, I never really, like, next week on.
Yeah. Oh. Hello, The Bachelor, a couple days ago.
Although I do miss that. And sometimes you get that, like on The Bachelor. Like, I miss that about television shows. I would be like, coming up.
Yeah.
Like, you get excited. You'd be like, oh, I can't wait till the next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, take this as maybe we can start to implement. You know, you take some friends, you pick a new show, and you decide not to watch it together, because that's what's happening too. Everyone's like, "Oh, wait for you to watch," and then you watch it anyway.
One of the biggest causes of breakups today.
Yeah,
just kidding.
I kept watching.
Is couples who agree to watch a TV show together, and then one person watches it without the other person. Bad
fired
news.
But yeah, I think, look, there are pros and cons to TV. It's always going to entertain us. Yeah, because we don't want to watch it too much.
No, but yeah, I guess.
Scratch that, delete that. In any way, shape, or form, if you're a part of this freaking world and generation in the last 3 decades, TV has been a part of your life in some way.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So
there's just, and there's a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of great educational stuff out there. Chef's Table.
Oh.
Love Chef's Table. Work of art. You wouldn't have Knives Out without Chef's Table, right?
No.
Just kidding. You wouldn't have that movie. What is that movie? It was a Knives Out movie.
No.
Yes.
No, baby.
Yes.
It's called... No, baby, you're thinking of two things. Knives Out is the murder mystery.
Oh.
Chef's Table has nothing to do with that. The Menu. That's the movie. It's called The Menu. Oh. It has nothing to do with Knives Out.
Yeah. Chef's Table did The Menu. Or the people from Chef's Table did The Menu.
Right, so art, you know, keeps inspiring art.
Well, I mean, they literally worked on
them. Right, but one is an informational cooking, artistic thing, and one is a scary.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much out there. This is what we're going to do. We're going to put this on social media. We're going to ask people what they're watching. Recommend a show to us.
Yeah.
We're going to choose one. We'll choose two. How's that? That we haven't seen before. And we'll watch it. And on a future episode, we'll give you our honest opinion.
That's fair. We've given you a lot of shows that we have watched. Yeah. So it's only fair that we
indulge. Let us know what you think if you see any of them.
Yeah.
We've mentioned a lot.
We have. Good ones, too.
Yeah.
Well,
we haven't mentioned plenty. Please don't consider this like an absolute list of the shows that we watch. We watch plenty that we didn't even mention. I'm sure ones that you guys are super fans about, like Stranger Things, etc. What? We have to watch the last season of Stranger Things. Oh my God, we're so behind. I know like the whole concept about the season and everything already.
We just don't have enough time.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, we could take the rest of the day today to maybe watch a little bit more. But
I don't know.
Before we do you want to find out what's happening in outer space and everybody's favorite news network, Space News? All right, ladies and germs and earthlings and earthloans, NASA plans to build...
Sorry, you keep forgetting them.
That's right. Sorry. And Earth loons. NASA plans to build houses on the moon by 2040. That means that I now have 2,040 reasons to want to be dead before then. Your Amazon order has been placed and the arrival is in 1.3 light years. No, thank you. I'm staying away from the forking moon. Thank you. A spacewalk on the International Space Station has been delayed due to a leak. Literally, an astronaut had to do pee-pee and they stopped the spacewalk. Hopefully, everything came out all right.
Wait, is that real?
The leak part, but not the pee-pee.
Oh.
You know better than that. So believe half of space news. All right, and lastly, guys, this is a financial opportunity. Please listen up. Ring is now offering $1 million. This is 100% real, guys. Ring is offering $1 million prize for people who can record alien activity on their Ring. But don't worry, because if you want more than that, Zing, the alien equivalent of Ring, is offering $2 million if you let them probe your ass. And this has been Space News!
I love that.
That was fun.
I honestly would kill right now to just snuggle up and watch TV.
Oh, I was going to say I'd kill to be probed for the $2 million.
You go, baby. You go.
I do it for free.
Well, anyway, guys, that has been today's episode. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Thanks for flying with us.
We love you.
Bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Moonflower Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinz Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.